Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of the Trendfamous Dunk Shot.
Dunk Shot.
That is a reference to a mic'd up moment from the NBA, from Grizzlies reserve forward, John Conchar.
Conch Jitty on Twitter. What his handle is.
He was like, I don't know how I got that name. He said he made it up because he thought it sounded cool with
good
his
branding.
Last name. Jitty Conchar.
Maybe a reference to another thing Jack and I are doing. I don't know. Who knows? Maybe maybe you hear about it. Maybe you won't. I don't know.
We don't know.
Mysteries abound.
Yeah, yeah. But you can hear our analysis of that maybe someday in the not too distant future.
Although I think people who saw me asking for ideas in the Discord may have an idea. But I don't know.
I'm Jack. You are Miles.
Yeah.
And here are some things that are trending.
Yep, yep.
Neil Young is trending. This is refreshing.
Yeah.
An aged rock star who is trending for a good reason. He's demanding Spotify remove his catalog since they want to keep platforming Joe Rogan.
Yeah. He said, it's me or Joe Rogan. And Neil, I respect the shit out you, man. I appreciate what you're doing. They'll be like, okay, here's your catalog.
Deuces. Deuces, Neil.
But I like the energy because, you know, that I feel like that is leverage artists have over Spotify to say, you know what? You know, what sayest you, Beyonce, Jay-Z,
Drake, yeah,
Taylor Swift? You know what I mean? Like that would kick them in their ass, but I don't think these people are invested enough and probably they're not interested in wading into the culture wars as it is with the, what does he do? Like 11 million downloads a fucking episode or something?
Yeah, I think it's slightly more than our show is what I'm told, which I know is going to be surprising to a lot of people. But
hey, we're daily. Come on, folks.
Come on, bro. But yeah, I mean, I do. You know, let's see it from the younger generation. Let's get out there.
Yeah, but again, I mean, like, it's always commendable, but you know, asking the money-making machine with no feelings or a soul to have that, it's a losing battle.
It's a loser, man. Sorry.
Hey, man, love the energy. Love the energy, Neil. Love the energy.
Rahoslk is trending. I believe that is Real Housewives of Salt Lake City.
Yes. Bravo is firing the cast member Jenny, who is the, you know, one of the few Asian cast members in the franchise of the Real Housewives franchise because of, you know, some racist, ignorant ass Facebook posts that she had cooking. And, you know, people were like, ugh, that's gross. But at the same time, when they put out a whole little Instagram post being like, you know, we're parting ways. Like, this is not what we stand for kind of shit. A lot of people, anyone who's watched the show is like, okay, do Luann next. Do you remember when she had blackface on?
Right.
Okay, what about Ramona Singer? What about old Turtle Time?
What did Ramona do?
Yeah, so it just reeks of hypocrisy. Hypocrisy.
The highest of hypocrisies.
The highest of Tupac receipts. But this is just like another moment too, where you're like, oh, you're using like this, you know, a person of color to be like your sacrificial lamb when you have so much house cleaning to do. If you're gonna, you know, set a standard, it's a terrible look when you're then like excusing it for white cast members.
You got some real house cleaning to do is more like it.
Oh boy. But this is the problem with all these reality shows. I mean, they cast whoever, and if you get, you know, eyeballs on the show, it's easier for them to make the argument internally that we can't actually do away with you. Because right. That would be the end of the show. But then you're like, well, then you need to do better and realize you can't be tethered to people who are, you know, spreading all kinds of dumb nonsense and hate.
Yeah, like people talk about how the Eminem's controversy that was kicked up by Tucker Carlson because he's like, I don't want to fuck the green Eminem anymore. What's right. going on here? I've seen people be like, well, that's just free marketing for Eminem's. Like they got exactly what they wanted. And, you know, every other like brand controversy. And like, I don't know if I'm fully convinced that they knew that Tucker Carlson was going to be so mad that he doesn't want to fuck the green Eminem anymore. But like with reality shows, like you can just see it in the casting. Like they know that putting awful people who say bad things on the show is what drives interest in the show. Yeah. So like that for sure feels like it's by design,
Bidizzy.
And Jimmy Fallon, there's this clip from Fallon. I don't know. Do we want to watch it? Like how it's Jimmy Fallon and a unrecognizable to me, Paris Hilton.
You've just been out the game, man.
I've just been out the game.
Yeah.
It's been months since I hung out with Paris, but she's like in Ariana Grande, like cosplay. It feels like she's
so much weaving.
Yes.
The hair is thicker than we've ever seen, and the ponytail going up to the fucking space station.
Mm-hmm. Looks great, but I just didn't recognize
this conversation
her.
Though. Is this conversation, speaking of NFTs, right? We're already kicking crypto while it's down. This is the most, I think we do need to play it just because, you know, based on what we were saying, right? That the whole crypto market is, you know, it's kept alive by more unwitting investors entering the space and being able to, you know, keep the revenue there. So for people who own a ton of crypto, they still have, you know, the value is still there. So we always see celebrities and people with huge platforms always being like, you know, these big evangelists for crypto. But this is like such a transparent like promo for NFTs between Jimmy Fallon and Paris Hilton that they can't even like, not to say that they're our greatest actors, but my God, they are so checked out of this conversation. Well,
I feel like they are. It reminds, like somebody told them that this is like the next big thing and they don't understand why, because there is actually no real like logic at the core of it. But they are. Yeah, it's just so strange. This feels like, if you've ever seen like those Vic Berger clips or like the editing makes everything feel like you're like having a bad trip or you've just been poisoned with some sort of like mean psychedelic, that's what this clip feels like, but that you don't have to do any of the editing because it's just everything about it is very strange.
They're showing each other printed out NFTs and they're talking about it. And this is a segment on a late night show.
I'm so happy I taught you what they were.
You did. You taught me what's up, and then I bought an ape.
I got an ape too because I saw you on the show with Beeple and you said you got a MoonPay. So I went and I copied you and did the same thing.
You did?
Mm-hmm.
This is your ape.
Yeah, we debuted. It's really cool. Like the hat, the shades.
People are applauding for a fucking picture.
People went, oh.
Pick your ape.
Yes, I was going through a lot of them and I was like, I want something that like kind of reminds me of me. But this one, it does. I think we made like another version of it where he takes the hat off and blonde hair comes out.
Yeah, because you can do whatever you want.
Mm-hmm, animated version.
We're part of the same community. We're both apes.
I love it.
This is my ape.
Yours. Yours is so cool. I love the red heart sunglasses. I love
what?
The hat.
It reminded me of me a little bit because I wear striped shirts. Mm-hmm. I've worn these heart sunglasses because my daughter's.
Okay, just stop. We're fucked. We're fucked.
We're so fucked, man.
What the fuck is that? Like, really? I've come around on Paris Hilton over the years. But it's just like one of these things, too. It's just so transparent. Like, what is happening? They don't give a fuck. They said we need to leverage our celebrity and use this TV show to platform this NFT and get more people just to normalize it, introduce it to the discussion. So now more people are, you know, tuning in for a shot.
Do you think it's that transparent that like somebody went to them and was like, here is a briefcase of money, do this? Or do you think it's them like chasing a trend that they think, like when Reese Witherspoon is like, everybody should know that the next big thing, like that also felt like transparently, like somebody was paying her to say that. But like, do you think that it's just a thing where they're like, no, this is the next big thing because people say it is. And so like,
they're around people who are getting rich off of it for sure because they're wealthy. And so to them, it is a normal, it's another way to make money. They're completely removed from what it all means. But I think for them, it's like the data points I have are this fucking guy I know. He sold this thing for like $500,000. Like, it's so wild. Like, I'm getting involved too. And then once they're in there and they probably see things going on, I'm sure people are in their ears like, you guys got to be really out there to promote it because, you know, the more people that like start to get in on this revolution, the more that your stake actually increases in value. Right. And so I don't know if they, that's where I'm like, did the people who like got them to even do this shit, like that to be like, yeah, man, I'll fuck it. Here's my NFT. Are they, I don't know. I just don't know if they're getting told to like, you got to actually hype it up a little bit, or they just inherently know that. I don't know.
Right. Yeah. It's like, but that's what's so insidious about the whole like logic of late stage capitalism is like that instinct of like trying to keep up with like the latest trends and like whatever's making people money and like whatever people think is cool is like built in, is like baked into the DNA of the system so that like you don't even need to like get behind the scenes and tell Jimmy Fallon to do the thing like they used to do in the 50s where they were like, tell them you're smoking parliaments.
Exactly.
And it's smooth.
And it's the same thing. Like we've seen Kim Kardashian also like do like these pump and dump schemes for crypto and shit. It's just, I think it's just part of, if you're an influencer now, you're going to be offered a check. Because people who are, you know, really trying to get crypto and NFTs to take off know that getting celebrity buy-in to normalize this is the biggest weapon or tool that they have at their disposal. So, you know, it's all right there, folks. Anyway, buy Zitecoin.
Exactly. That's the only real NFT. Let's take a quick break, during which you will probably hear an ad for Zitecoin, and then we will be right back. Zitecoin Moon, Zitecoin Moon.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Do you want to hear about the $100 wedding dress that just saved Abercrombie?
Or the tech acquisition that was just like Game of Thrones?
Or the one financial equation that can solve climate change?
Then check out our daily podcast, The Best One Yet, or as we call it, T-Boy.
This is Nick.
This is Jack.
And we pick the three most interesting business news stories every day for the perfect mix.
20 minutes each morning, you're going to feel brighter.
We call it Pop Biz, don't we, Jack?
Where pop culture meets business news. So whether you want to kick off a conversation with your buddies,
or you're going for that promotion at work,
or you just want to know the trends before your friends,
feel brighter by starting your morning with us every weekday.
Listen to The Best One Yet on the Wondery app or wherever you get your pods.
You can listen to The Best One Yet ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. For more deep dive and daily business content, listen on Wondery, the destination for business podcasts.
With shows like The Best One Yet, How I Built This, and many more, Wondery means business.
I bet you're smart.
Yeah, and you like to hold your own in the group chat.
We can help you drop even more knowledge. My name is Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Izadi. We host a daily news podcast called Post Reports.
Every weekday afternoon, Post Reports takes you inside an important and interesting story with the kind of reporting that you can only get from The Washington Post.
You can listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. Go find it now and hit follow.
And we're back. And
I love that ad where I'm like, I had nothing until I bought 1,400 Zeitcoin. Now I'm a billionaire.
Billion. All right, Disney's trending. It's about time. Somebody needs to start giving these folks a look. So they're making a live action Snow White.
Okay.
And like they've announced the casting of Snow White. They've announced the casting of the Evil Queen. They've announced a dude, but they're like, it's not the prince and it's not the huntsman. So make of that what you will. And then they haven't announced the casting of the Seven Dwarves. And Peter Dinklage called out Disney for how backward their approach to live action Snow White had been.
Right.
And so they're coming out saying they're going to do the right thing, I guess.
Quote, to avoid reinforcing stereotypes from the original animated film, we are taking a different approach with these seven characters and have been consulting with members of the dwarfism community. Like, do you even need it?
Hmm.
You know, like, are you going to do a Song of the South live action remake too?
Right.
Like, and we are, we're consulting with the racist crow community to make sure that we don't offend anyone. It just seems like, okay, sure. Yeah. I just feel like these live action remakes of cartoons are so fucking weird and I don't like them.
Yeah. Who can forget the live action Lion King? That everybody immediately forgot it.
Right.
It wasn't like that's the live action remakes feel like we've talked about how Avatar is a movie that like had no cultural imprint, even though it was like wildly popular. Like all the live action remakes feel the same way too. It's
right.
Just like, oh yeah, okay, that was the thing that happened 7 years ago, but like nobody thinks about those things, I feel like.
Right.
Beauty and the Beast.
Was that one good? I thought people liked that. I don't even know. Again, and I never checked for him because I'm like, this shit's like freaky. Look, I'm not interested. I don't know who Maleficent is. I have to go.
Yeah. All right. I'm not going to lie. I love the Beauty and the Beast live action remake. Although I could see people, like kids, liking it because it's just that's the first one they're seeing instead of the cartoon, you know?
Right.
And so, yeah, maybe it will have a lasting
impact.
I like
how you're really trying to both sides.
I'm just like wondering why Disney does it other than the like quick cash grab. And I'm guessing it's because like they're seeing on Disney Plus that people are like watching the shit out of it because they have kids and they're just like, you know, my kid wants to see Gaston like die in real life, not just an animated version.
It's probably the same thing like they're, you know, conservatives trying to do with history. It's like, yo, man, get it out because some kids ain't seen the shit yet. And the version you tell them, they might believe that. Whereas they'll be like, yes, this is this generation's Beauty and the Beast. And they won't get so weirded out when they're like, my Beauty and the Beast was the animated version. Mm. So I see you, Disney.
Apprehended. Jim Jordan is tweeting out some nonsense.
Yeah, just more. He's just trying to like drum up more xenophobic fucking immigration angst and fear, tweeting 1.9 million illegal immigrants were apprehended at the southern border in 2021. That's larger than the population of Cleveland, Cincinnati, and Columbus, Ohio combined.
Mm.
Okay, so what exactly is your gripe that people were apprehended?
Right.
Or you're trying to just make the point in a very dumb way that it's like there are more illegal immigrants have been apprehended than these cities in my state, folks.
They're
it's
coming
a fear
for
of
you,
a brown planet.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Yeah. But that's why a lot of people are like, so what are you for? Like, if apprehended bad, then letting people roam freely to come back for their court date, good?
Yeah.
Accidental ally.
Absolutely. Puerto Rican protesters tore down the Ponce de Leon statue. So the King of Spain, which is still a thing, was set to visit Puerto Rico for the 500th anniversary of the founding of its capital, San Juan. And protesters tore down a statue of Juan Ponce de Leon.
What the fuck did they... What is wrong with these colonizers, man?
They should just let him walk in and be like, ah, yes.
Hello, also, that it's a good idea. Man. Like, the last time we saw somebody with your title, it was, fuck out of here.
Right.
And then you think it's going to be with arms wide open when you show up? Come on now. It's such an... Puerto Rico's already in such a fucked up place because the... As it stands, the federal government's like, I don't know, are you a state? Do you need like do we need to look at the predatory debt that people have put this place into? Do we need to actually make sure there's representation in Congress that is tangible, meaningful, or just, you know, what are we doing here?
Yeah, just absolutely politically completely fucked over repeatedly.
But. Sure, but we have the fucking King of Spain. Like, that sounds like a joke name.
Right, the King of Spain. Yeah.
That sounds like a DJ's name in Ibiza or something. Yo, coming to the stage after Armin van Helden is the King of Spain. Ah!
Right. Yeah. Still monarchy over there. Still have it going. And then there's some NBA...
Hubbub.
So people are talking about how like James Harden had a funny reaction to Kyrie Irving. So these are the Nets, the big three of the Nets, who are like three of the best offensive players, probably top eight. Three of their players are top eight offensive players in the NBA. Harden came in a little out of shape, but he's now like getting back to his typical speed. So people are now being like, Harden hates the other two guys. Like, it's like very...
Right.
It's just the way that people write about the NBA, and it, I don't know. I find it very boring when like the whole thing is like about, you know, who's going to get traded for who, and like just breathlessly speculating on like trades that 99.9% of them never happen. So this is now being connected to like Ben Simmons, who they can't trade because he's sort of a toxic asset because he has refused to play this year. And it's just, I don't know. It's very boring.
Yeah. This happens in like so many sports too, where you just need a shred of something that's possible. And then you can get so many clicks on the articles that say nothing on and get so much engagement on tweets that say nothing.
Right.
Cause this is like the kind of thing where it's like, hey man, he intends to, you know, experiment with free agency, even if it lands him back in, you know, Brooklyn, is like one of the things. And then, so you can use that. It's like fucking QAnon. You know what I mean? Like,
exactly.
Well, he's exploring. He said he's down to explore free agency. He kind of looked at Kyrie weird in this clip, even though they smiled and embraced each other at the end. And Ben Simmons. Okay, we got it. We got it. Here's the story.
Right.
I'm sure it's tiring, but
yeah,
that'd be cool to see Embiid and James Harden playing.
Yeah. Embiid. Yeah. I would love to see anybody and Embiid play, basically, like any like whoever they could replace Simmons with would be great. Like people are like, maybe Simmons will come back and start playing. Like, I don't, why? Like, what's he gonna do that is going to make anybody, like, they are not a fit. Like, just, yeah, they need to trade him for somebody. But all right, well, those are some of the things that are trending
on
this Tuesday afternoon. We are back tomorrow with a whole ass episode of the show. Until then, be kind to each other, be kind to yourselves, get the vaccine, wear a mask, don't do nothing about white supremacy, and we will talk to y'all tomorrow. Bye.
Bye.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
The 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, is finally here.
With the first pick in the NFL Draft.
Catch all 7 rounds, 3 days, live from Detroit.
They're looking to get a guy that they believe can change the game.
With NFL Network Draft coverage presented by Verizon and on ABC, ESPN, ESPN Deportes, and streaming on NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/draft for more information. Rocket Mortgage, official partner of the NFL Draft.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.